Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos Shiur, and we are continuing the halachos of Kiddush. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that the cup of wine they make Kiddush on should not be pogum. Pogum means flawed wine. How does wine become flawed? If someone drinks out of this cup of wine, that wine becomes pogum. It's not good wine, it's flawed. Someone drank out of it. And the same thing if someone were to actually drink from the bottle, also the whole entire bottle would become a kais pogum, would be wine that's pogum. The only time it's not pogum is if you pour it out into a cup or onto your hand, that's not called drinking from the bottle or drinking from the cup. If you drink from the cup, then that wine becomes pogum and should not be used for a kiddush. Now, how do you make the wine not pogum? So the most chachidic way is to add wine to the pogum wine and then pour it back into the bottle. It's a two-step process. First of all, you add wine to the wine that's pogum and then you pour it back into the bottle. But with the avid, either one works. So for example, if someone comes home and someone kiddush before him and has a half a cup of wine in the becher, don't spill out the becher into the sink. Even though that wine's pogum, you can't make kiddush in that wine. But what you could do is you add wine to it, pour it back into the bottle, then wash out your cup, wash out the becher, and now you can make kiddush from pour back from the bottle into your cup, and you have a perfect kiddush. That's the simple etzah to do this. Now, when someone makes kiddush, we will learn that it's chatchila for all the mesubin, all the guests around to drink some of that wine. So what's the best oifen? Because it's brought down that they shouldn't drink yayin that's pogum. So if you make kiddush and you drank from the wine, l'char, it's yayin pogum. So the Shaar HaTzion says if everyone drinks from that cup of wine that you make kiddush on, that's not called yayin pogum. Why? Because we make kiddush on a complete cup of wine and now everyone is drinking, it's all one drinking at the kais. That's not called yayin pogum. But if you take from that cup that you drank from already and pour it to their cup, so that wine is yayin pogum, and that's not lechatchila of this din that lechatchila they should drink wine that's not pogum. So what's the etzah? So there's two other etzahs. The other etzah would be is to right away before you drink the wine, pour it into another cup, and then leave a maloy lugmav in your cup, like most of your cup, and drink it. And now the wine in the cup is not pogum, so that wine can be given out. That's one etzah. Another etzah is that after you drink from the becher to add a little wine to it. If you add wine to it, that makes it not pogum. And it's even better if you pour it back into the bottle and then pour from the bottle back into the becher. Then you got the real thing of not making it pogum. So that would be the best eitzah. So we have three eitzahs by kiddush how it shouldn't be pogum. Either everyone drinks from the becher. Number two is that you pour off a little bit before you drink from the becher. Number three is to add a little wine to the becher. And all those three cases will make it not pogum. Now there's a minig some people have before kiddush. They take a little water from the cup and they pour it back into the bottle. What's the reason for this? So some say the reason is because just in case someone drank from the bottle, so the yayin is pogum in the bottle, so by adding a little water, you add a little bit to it, that makes it not pogum. But that wouldn't apply if you're opening a brand new bottle of wine, so no one drank from that wine, so you wouldn't have to pour the water in. But Lamai says, brought down a pikabala to pour a little water into the wine, and the reason is because the yayin is meramiz al adin, and pouring a little water into it is mamtik the dinin. The Magaron brings it down in Simon Kuf Pei Gimel. It says, even though we don't do meziga these days, which means we don't water down our wine, but still an inyan to put a little bit of water into the wine because it's mamtik, it sweetens the din. It sweetens the din that's chal on the yayin.